No.
Huh? No?
That's good that she won't lie to me.
No, that's okay. Are you picking me up?
Not very much.
Okay, let's... Is this on?
Yeah,
it's on. Let me move this a little.
Ida, can you say something? So...
Uh-huh. Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, should I move this a little closer?
Okay.
Maybe just a little bit? Yeah.
Okay. Boy, when you get these on there, I can never get... Well, let's just do it this way.
Oh, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. No,
is
that's
okay.
Okay.
Now, testing.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's... November, I have to look at my watch here, 6th. And we're having the second part of our interview with Ida Goodson. We're going to be talking today a little bit about repertory and style and some of her favorite songs, and also about a little bit more about some of the early musicians in Pensacola. I was asking you last night, and I'll ask you again for the tape, what about, what do you know about Helen Jackson?
Oh, I knew Helen Jackson through many years because she was a piano player for the Midnight Hour for so many years. And then I knew her very well because actually she liked to be my stepsister.
Oh, yeah?
We are speaking.
Uh-huh.
But however, it didn't get that way. So all I know about Helen Jackson, she's a wonderful person.
Uh-huh.
And a nice musician.
And, are any of her relatives still around?
Yeah, she has a sister here. A sister, yeah, her sister lives on East Street.
Uh-huh.
In the 700 block. I actually don't know the address, but I knew it's in the 700 block
uh-huh.
on East Street. That is between Cervantes and Getson.
Uh-huh. And was she older or younger than you?
Oh, she's much older than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was much older than I were.
Uh-huh. Did she play in the same style that you do?
Well, almost, yes. Nothing but jazz festival. She did play jazz. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she played almost in the same field that, you know, category that
yeah.
I plays in. Uh-huh.
Did she, like, play ragtime? And
yeah, she did that. She played all of that.
Uh-huh.
She certainly did. She didn't play no classical music like me. I don't play no classical music.
Of course, what, now what you define as classical, that's a...
No,
that's a question, too, because it's like classical jazz, you know?
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, but I don't play that class. I play that bebop jazz, that real stuff jazz, like New Orleans jazz style.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind I play.
Yeah. Another question. Did you ever know anybody who could play the trumpet and the piano at the same time?
Trumpet and the piano at the same time?
Yeah.
You mean one particular person do
yeah.
that? No, not offhand.
Somebody, when we were doing our reading, somebody mentioned that, did you ever know Charlie Seeger?
I guess I didn't know Charlie Seeger. He played piano, but you see, he played he didn't play them both at the same time. He played a solo on piano, and then he turned around, picked up his trumpet, and played a solo or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know Charlie Seeger.
Yeah,
I?
But
mm-hmm.
he could play both instruments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And would he do it, like when he was in a band, he would play one?
Yeah,
and
right.
Play the other.
Play, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, did he live, when did he live in Pensacola? Was it just when you were getting started?
Well, yes, it's just when I started playing a little bit, not too much, but what I mean, I wasn't going around because I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
But he was along with my sister Edna,
uh-huh.
the one that's dead, and they would go out and hook it together, you know, play different gigs together and things like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Edna would play piano for
yeah,
him,
and then
he'd play
jump
trumpet.
Up and, he'd play a trumpet, and then Edna, she'd play the piano, and he'd get up, and Edna, she'd beat on the drum, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. She played drums, too?
Yeah, she played a little drum, you know, keep time, that's all. Said, I can do that for that, because...
did you ever play drums?
Well, let me tell you, this is the truth. My son, Samuel, the one who's in Atlanta, Georgia, he plays drum. And when he was in high school, I had bought him a set of drums. And when he was taking his lesson for drum music and saxophone, you know, he did it all combined together.
Uh-huh. yeah.
And I showed him, I was making strokes on the drum thing. He said, Mama, you sure can play them drums. So I don't know. But since he got grown and found out what music about, Mama, you can't play no drum. That was the cutest thing. Yes, yes. Sammy just know mother could play drum when I was beating that pill and hitting them, telling them do 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 do, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't know, you know, drum music then, but now I says,
yeah.
Mama, you know, when I was little, thought about you was playing drum, you can't play no drum. I said I could.
So when Billy was playing with Charlie Seeger, that was what, like in the early 20s or late?
Well, it had to be in the 20s, even in the 30s or something like that.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. you got started already in the late 20s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Also, there's a bunch of musicians that people over at the Historical Museum wanted to know a little bit about. And one of them was somebody named Kid Ernest.
Kid Ernest, yeah. I know him too. Yeah, he's a trumpet player.
Uh-huh. And was how old was he, you know, in relation
to
you?
Well, when he come here, I think his home was in New Orleans. I'm not sure. But I believe he left New Orleans coming over here. And then, of course, he got to playing him at my sister Edna, the one that's dead now. They gig together, you understand? Not me, but they mm-hmm. did, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, I knew uh-huh. them too.
I see. And what about Edmund Washington?
Is it Edward Washington or David Washington?
Well, what I have here is Edmund Washington.
I don't think I know him.
Uh-huh.
I know David Washington.
Uh-huh.
Now, who was that?
Now, he played in the band, too, but he didn't play with me. He was with... David played with Midnight Hour, I believe. Or either another band just, you know, rigging up and got up. I can't remember
mm-hmm.
you know, just who he played with.
Yeah. Louis Prevost? 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 Doesn't ring any bell.
I don't know anything
uh-huh.
about that.
What about Joe Wynn?
Joe Wynn? He's a saxophone player. Him and Bobby Carter. I was older than they were.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he left there and he started playing with Duke Ellington, I believe, or some of the big bands up north.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I knew him. But
where was he from? Was he from around here?
Well, yes, he was from Pensacola. Mm-hmm.
And what about, well, here's Mac Thomas. Now, he was...
That's Mary, he was from New Orleans. That's Mac and Mary Maker. That's uh-huh,
uh-huh.
Mac Thomas. That's the band.
What did he play?
He played trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he was slightly older than you?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, he's slightly older. And I was in New Orleans here a few years back, and someone said he was there, and I wanted to see him. I went to where they told me he was working at, but... I never could get contact with him. I don't know where he's still living, and I haven't heard no one say he died.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I was trying to get in contact with him before my sister died, she said he was working at the telegram office. I went down there, but he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. So, had they heard of him? Did they know who
I
he was?
I did ask him, you know, who he was. I
mm-hmm.
just asked him, was a fellow by the name of Mac Thomas, because we all would call him Mac and his Merrill Maker. Now, they could have known about Mac and Merrill Maker. I don't know how he had it. Just sit
mm-hmm.
over there,
mm-hmm.
see.
Yeah. What about Caffrey Darensburg?
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Buddy Petit? Or
Buddy
Petit?
I think he, and I'm not sure, but I think he was with that New Orleans jazz band. I'm not sure. I know he wasn't with me.
Yeah, I've heard of him in connection with your sister Billy.
That's what I'm speaking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buddy Petit.
That's right.
Yeah,
PT?
He was a Buddy PT. That's what they always called him. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What did he play? Do you know?
I believe he played a trumpet. Now I'm not sure. I believe that's what he played.
Uh-huh. And what about George Morris?
Yeah, George Morris played trombone. He played with me.
Oh yeah.
Doing with Mac and his Mirror Maker.
Uh huh.
I never forget him.
What was he like?
What you mean? He was a trombone player.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He just played trombone,
uh-huh.
so.
Was he fun to work with?
Oh, yes, he was fun, and he's a nice person, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so he was with Mac and the Merry Makers,
yeah.
and you went around and
yeah.
went on
uh-huh.
tour with them.
Right.
Yeah. And the last one in this list here is Abby Foster, Chinee Foster?
That's Abby Foster. That was my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Chinee, they called him. Mm-hmm. That was my sister Sada's husband. He's from New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
He played trumpet. Yeah, he played trumpet. He was sax. I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
That's what my sister's husband. Abby J. Foster was his name.
Did she ever play in a band?
Yeah,
with
my sister. Yeah, she played piano just like I do. She played with her.
Uh-huh. And so they like had a band together for a while.
Well, they was working with other musicians, you know, all together. You understand?
Yeah.
Then New Orleans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that was a pretty good deal, wasn't it? If you could end up married to somebody who played an instrument too, then you could play with them in the same band, like your sister Sadie did that, and Billy did.
Billy did. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I didn't do it though.
Yeah.
I played it by myself. I'm better off though.
Your husband never played anything?
No, he didn't know how.
Oh gosh.
It's one more a musician down there. We used to have play with Mac and his merrymaker. I really don't know his name, but we all call him Teddy Bear. Do you have that on there?
Teddy Bear?
I don't know. Who is it?
He was our drummer. And he was comical. He was a character. Boys know him. He sit his hat on, and he get to playing them old drummers standing. He sort of fat and black and ugly. And honey, he was the show. His name was Teddy Bear, but I can't think of his name. We call him Teddy Bear.
He must have been great
to
watch, you know.
He was. He really was, honey. He would break that band up. Everybody would go ahead, Teddy. Yeah, and I'd be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Don't be led by the hey, bum, bum. My darling, don't be led. He stuck. I'm going to shake that thing till it's there. Honey, he was comical. Yeah. Remember me telling you about the time we went to Alabama and the children was hungry and was eating?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did. You remember I said I was saving all the food for the little children, them children, and Bougie Crumb was my cousin, Teddy Bear. Well, that's what I'm speaking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that they all decide they were going to get theirs. And
they say, I'm going to get my stomach full because we paying for this. You know, thing was cheap then, you know. But I always care for little children, you know. If I see children around, I'd rather go unlike them myself and feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They said, the mama's home, she can cook some more.
That's right.
They were hungry. You see, we was hungry.
Sure.
I'm coming from Pensacola to Evergreen or Yellow Greenville. I can't remember which one of those places it was.
Did you ever know... there was a band that played for Prince Morris.
Yeah, the Pensacola Jazz Band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my sister Sada played at that.
Oh, yeah? Did you ever play it?
No, I never did play in it. Sada played in it.
Uh-huh.
Was that before your...
I started. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Before I started playing.
So that was like, what, in the late teens or something like that? Or
it had to be in... I really can't recall, but...
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was in 1919 or 1921 or 22 or 23. But during that time, when Prince Morris had this, got this band up, the streetcars was running. Never forget that. We had trolley ride. And they used to get on and play on a streetcar, you know, they charge so much, you know, for getting on the thing like that. But I can't remember what year it was in.
Uh-huh.
It had to be in the 20s, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Prince Morris?
That's Joe Morris over here at the Undertaker Parlor. That was his home.
Was he an Undertaker too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What, Prince Morris was?
Prince Morris was. All the Morris was in that business, you understand? But see, after Dave died and the other one died, and then Prince, that's Joe. That's Joe's uncle. But now Joe is still running. Joe Morris is still running that thing, you see?
Mm-hmm. So like he... did he play anything? Did
no,
Prince
he was just had the band. He didn't play anything.
Well, did the band play for funerals or what?
No,
they do?
Jazz music all the way through dances and things like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have the thing here of having a band play when there was a funeral to go out to the cemetery and then come back like they did in New Orleans?
Only one that I can remember, that was Joe Jesse. He was a musical teacher.
Uh-huh.
He got killed. And they had the band going. That's the only one that I can remember for, because I was in it.
His band used to go out?
Yeah.
Joe
Jesse used to play with us. I used to play with him.
Uh-huh.
See, he was just like Hal, you know, do his work at the school with Joe. He was a wonderful musician.
Uh-huh.
During the PWA time.
Uh-huh.
That's when it was. Now, you know when the PWA time was. Well, I know when it was, but I can't remember what year.
What,
the
1930s?
Oh, no, it was back in the 1915, 16, 17, something like that. Oh, or maybe not. They called it PWA.
What did that stand for?
That meant the governor was taking care of, you know, the poor people, you know, giving schematics and stuff like that, food. And he was on that project working for the government, you know, in the school teaching, you know, and and then he teaches children and had the band, and then he gets a gig or something, he come and get some of the older ones, you know, to make the gigs and things. But when that's why he's killed. He was at school up here at Spencer Beer. And Nanny Smith's boy was going to that school, him and his sister. But however, the boy got sort of ruined and the teacher couldn't do anything with him, so they told Joe about it. So Joe, the boy got, he was afraid of Joe, you understand? So then I think the boy just got scared and ran home. He didn't live but about a half a block from the school right across the street. So when Joe was going over to see his mother was at work. And he told his little sister, don't open that door. So when Joe knocked on the door, nobody answered. So Joe just got off and went around the back, though, with his mother in the back. And when Joe went in the back, the boy showed a gun and killed him right there.
Something.
And so they had a band for his funeral?
Yes, that's what happened. You see, he was Catholic. And we met at the Catholic church. And after everything was over, the band played and marched him to the church and marched him, you know, to the cemetery. That's the only band that I know that I can remember on it.
So and that was the only time they did it? Or did they do that often, that band?
No.
Or was it just for that
just
one
time? Just
for
that time? One occasion.
Because it was his band.
Right.
I see.
His teacher and everything.
Well, now, was he a Creole?
Nope.
But he was Catholic? Who all was in the Pensacola Jazz Band besides your sister?
I really can't remember all of them, but it's different, mixed up, you know what I mean? Some of the other bands and all like that, I can't hardly remember. Remember who was all in that Pensacola Jazz Band.
Yeah, they, what happened to it? What happened to that band? How long did it stay around?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. How long? See, it stayed around good. Stayed long enough to Princeton have no money to pay the... You ain't putting this down what I'm telling you now, are you?
Well, if you don't want us to, we can cut it off.
We'll cut it off.
Okay.
Because I don't want this to get out.
Okay.
So did Prince, was he like a sponsor for the band?
Yeah, he's the head manager of the band. He's the one who got the band. They playing for him. And they, you know, he paid them so much. And that's why, you know, I guess business fell off. I don't know what happened, but anyway, he owed them, you see, and that's why they went over to the funeral home to wait for him.
Yeah.
Well, did they have, like, uniforms or anything
Oh, no. Long years ago, people didn't wear uniforms. Just dress up, anything they want.
Who were Alonzo Williams? Did you know him?
Alonzo Williams?
Yeah. Or James Long? Didn't know them. They might have been before
my time.
You know, just
I'm
before
sure.
your time.
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure they were.
Yeah, because this says it was like they had to do with like Matt Thomas and them.
Yeah, that's
earlier.
Well, do you have I know this guy was with Mac. His name is Babina. Do you have a Babina?
Babina?
Well, he was a... What did Babina play? Anyway, everybody liked him because he had a diamond, too. That's the first time I've seen a man with a diamond in his mouth.
A diamond?
Yeah, he really had a diamond in his teeth. Yeah.
My goodness.
Beautiful.
So when he smiled...
That diamond just flashed, lit up the place. Everybody stopped dancing and look at the diamond. I never forget that. His name was Oscar Babina. That's his name. Oscar Barabina.
Yeah, that's something.
That's great.
Well, Ida, we've asked you this before, but how did you learn the style that you learned?
Well, I learned it. It just was in me, I guess. I mean, nobody showed me, and I ain't trying to take your style or your style or nobody's style. I just had my own way of, you know, playing my own style.
If you had to, like, if you had to describe to somebody who didn't know anything about it, what's the difference between, like, a blues style or a jazz style or a gospel style? What would you tell them? Like,
well, it's most likely, but the way I plays, I plays on a blues style. Then I can play the blues style on a gospel size. Mm-hmm. Then I can play the gospel size on the, you know, regular,
yeah,
anything. You know, that's just my style all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference, though, the way you see it between blues music and gospel music, other than the words are different, of course?
Well,
but
no. Exception. The gospel music now, like you said, the words are separate, but it's got that same beat of, you know, some of them got boogies, you know, the beats in it. Mm-hmm. I was in church one particular Sunday, and some group was singing this song. And when they were singing this song, I don't know the song, but I'm going to have to play it on the piano.
Okay.
I'm just going to play a little of it. When I was sitting up there, this girlfriend and I, we were sitting up there and they started singing this song, and I thought it was the blues.
Uh-huh.
And when they did, well, then, I said, "Girl, that's a blues." She said, "Sure, Lord, it is." And they were singing, you know, and they're just rocking it. Was just dancing in the church, you know, going on that music. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, if I go play a book, now this is where you play a book now, sing.
Each of those styles that you were playing,
the
left hand?
No, you see, that song go like this. See no difference in
myself. Well, do you find it's you find it's different now when you know, when you play, say, for somebody that's going to be singing a blues song as opposed to the people singing gospel song?
Yeah.
Is it what's the difference in working with
people? Well, because when you're playing a blues song for someone to have, you know, a good time off, you put more spirit, you know, more rhythm into it, you know, more fingers and run all up and down the key. But just like this song for the church, you don't do that. You just keep that same beat all the time.
Uh-huh. So it's like you have more chords.
Yeah, right.
In the gospel music.
Right.
And more
And more rhythm in the jazz music, you know, in the boogies music, you know.
And like more single like melody, like fingers moving.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. So it's like, so actually, do you feel like you improvise more with the blues than with gospel? do you think? Or, like, do you put more, do you feel like you're putting more,
I put more rhythm, you know what I mean, the beats.
Yeah.
I don't know, sometime when I get half in church, I, next thing I know, I'm going all over them keys, I don't know. You know, according to how, you know, what it's a feeling you got to have.
Uh-huh.
See, so, yeah. It's just like I said, sometime, if the choir's not singing like I want them to sing and they ain't doing nothing, I don't feel like doing nothing either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a band that makes the musician, and it's mm-hmm. a public that's packed that makes the musician to work hard.
So like if the singers get happy.
If the singers get happy and feel lively like they was the other night, well, we could beat up that piano. I could beat up the piano. Mm-hmm. But now sometimes you get up there, just like I told you, we need somebody every Friday night to have a rehearsal. Because they always smile. Some of them have brush within someone another. And,
mm-hmm.
Can you sing? No, I can't sing that. I can't do this. I can't do that. I said, well, you're going to do it. Well, I tried. I said, well, try it. That's all you got. Like that girl, that child, what I know, she's sick. Jessie. When I said, Jessie, what about St. Heaven? She said, I don't know, Miss Gus. I know she's sick. You see, she's been mm-hmm. sick. I said, mm-hmm. you can get up and try it. They said, yeah, try it, Jessie. Well, she got them. She did good.
Yeah.
She really did. She thought she was going to make a mistake in it, but she didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She kept right time with the beat. See, I've been having a problem with her. And I know another lady, Miss Lee, lost time, but I didn't say anything right then. But when we go to rehearsal, I'm going to tell her now, you're going on the air, making a record. You can't make it. You have to come right on the beat. When that music said, boop, you got to say, Lord, da-da-da-da, or whatever song she's going to be singing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what, like for you, what do you feel like the most important things that a musician can have, like, okay, it's a sense of the beat, right?
Right.
Is there anything else that, you know, like if you're really going to be a top
musician,
what kind of things do you need to have, what kind of skills do you need to have or talent do you need to have?
Well, now, that's left up to one that knows notes. It's not left up to me because after I get the song down, I push my own beat to it and I'm giving them the voices on the piano that they're singing in. And if the tenor go up high, I go up high, you know, and just put all that stuff in there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So like a good sense of the rhythm, and then you have to, well, I guess you have to have a good ear.
Right, you got to have a good ear to even get that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you see all these songs, like those songs they sung the other night, they was brand new, I never heard them before. I never have heard them.
Huh.
But I mean, I have heard them, you know, when we had the rehearsal. But I just went right on through them playing. Sometimes I said, what's the name of that song? I can't think of the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, uh-oh. I said, well, come on, write them. I don't know how to even write them down.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, you mean you were saying some of the songs that the choir, that the different members got up and sang?
Yeah.
That you all had not sung them before?
No. Just, you know, rehearsal once or twice before. Because we're trying to get ready for this recording, you understand? And
yeah.
they got some new records, songs, and taped them off, and they came to rehearsal one time. And then we came back again and rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but one particular song we did sing, we sung that Lord, Don't You Know
mm-hmm.
on that thing. You know, I was telling you about
mm-hmm.
that. We sung that. And the rest of them, we had just went over them, you know, sketched over them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, have you, like, in your whole life, have you done mostly solo work or mostly group work, or has it been kind of an even balance?
Most of what I've been doing after I quit playing with the band is mostly gospel singing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like male courses and things like that.
But like when you play for parties or stuff like that,
oh,
is it usually
by myself?
It's by yourself?
Yeah, solos and just music.
Uh-huh.
Requests and things like that. Mm-hmm.
I see. So it's like you wouldn't necessarily have a bass player?
I have nobody but myself.
Anybody.
Entertaining by myself.
Uh-huh.
Ain't but one particular time when I went to Mobile for this birthday party, this Mrs. She lived in Central Florida. She called me up. And she asked me about playing for her mother's birthday party. And I thought it was going to be in Pensacola, you know, so I quoted a price on it.
Mm-hmm.
So then later on she came back and told me, she called me back and told me that the price was all right, that they were looking forward for it was going to be in Mobile. I said, wait a minute, Mobile? She said, yeah. I said, that price got to come more. Because I had to pay to go over there and come back.
Sure.
And she said, okay. So then I said, then she said, it's going to be about $200, $152. I said, you need some band, a combo or something. So she said, well, let me talk it over to my... Now, her brother was a male with Mississippi. So she called him up and told him, he said, I don't care what she need, let her get it. So we pay for it. So So then I got Carl Davis, the same guy, Carl and Wallace Jr., and a guitar player myself. We went over and played the John.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you find that the people over there in Mobile requested different kinds of songs than the people in Pensacola? Or that, like, say
no.
When you go to New Orleans, that the people there like different songs than...
Well, what
here?
Happened now, over in this particular part, excuse me.
Diane had asked you whether people request different songs.
Yes, now this is what happened. Some of them request the same thing that they do over here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And whatever they request, we play it for them,
uh-huh.
and they enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all older people, you understand. They like them old song way back, you know, such as Dog Don Strutter Ball and Danny Boy and St. Louis Blues and things like that,
uh-huh.
you see. So it's no problem because all those old songs way back, we all knew them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, you get this new stuff to call that, I don't know the name of the rhythm of the song they plays now. You know what I mean? Is that go-go, or what do you call it?
I don't know. I guess just more like a rock kind of.
Yeah, it's a rock. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
Uh-huh.
So they holler, the old people don't do that kind of rock stuff. Most of the young generation does that.
Mm-hmm.
But now you take the older generation, they like the waltzes and one steps and two steps and slow drag and things like that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So really it was no competition playing for them at all.
Huh.
And same way when I go out to play for parties, I'm playing for older people and they always request those old songs and things. Some of the old songs I've forgotten about. But I say, hum it. They hum a little bit, then I go and play it for them. They just can't imagine how wonderful that were.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So St. Louis Blues, everybody knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Dog Don Strutter Ball and Danny Boy, Carolina Moon,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those old, you know, waltzes and things like that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they are nice songs. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, I Love You Truly,
mm-hmm.
When Your Hair's Turned.